So Eddie's moving furniture?
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa coming?
Yes.
All right. Here, let me say something real quick. Well, that was a waste of money.
I sound better now, whatever you did.
No, the on-air sign behind me. So it lights up. Watch. You didn't see it. Watch this.
I didn't see it right now.
Okay, so it looks nice now, right?
That looks fine. Oh, shit.
I thought it'd be nice, you know, light up and everything. Fuck.
Damn, is it just bright or? It looks like
It's just. Fuck, you even hear. So it's just like one plastic with the lights inside. So it just.
It looks like a regular flashlight.
Yeah, pretty much. You can probably.
Uh-oh.
I can see at night.
I can't hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. We hear you.
I can't hear you.
Hello.
Plug in your headphones there.
I heard you until I came in. That's weird. Let me go out and come back in.
Hello?
You can't hear us?
No. I guess not.
And then I don't know if I'm going to be here the whole show. So if I disappear quickly, I might be dealing with a fire. That look on your face.
Why?
So I was here. Cooking? I was here on. I was watching my computer, watching YouTube. I'm doing stuff, and I was trying to hear like a loud snap down here, kind of where everything's plugged in.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm looking. And I don't see anything. I don't smell anything. And then like half an hour later, I hear like another snap. And I turned everything off at that point. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. It could have just been, you know, I had my window open. It was nighttime. Everything's cooling off. So everything's settling. But
a snap?
Yeah, like a snap. Can you hear us?
Yes. I don't know. That was weird. I'm here, yay!
So anyways, I had to run to Home Depot and buy this thing, just in case.
Why? Oh, I'm all, why? Because I couldn't get on?
Yeah, I thought we had a fire at Lissa's house.
Gonna put out the fire.
No, I'm explaining to Steve that I was like on my stuff, like on the computer on Tuesday night, and I heard like a snap kind of down where everything's plugged in. I'm telling you, if I disappear quickly, I'm probably dealing with an electrical fire, so...
Well, I don't know. That's just. I think I'll check that out first.
If you see me burning,
you'll be fine.
If you see some like from over here, like an orange glow, and I disappear, just call the fire department.
I don't know the address.
Steve does.
Me neither.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I know the address. I know where it's at. I can just point.
Just drive over there and look for smoke.
Hey, have you tried those hand things that have the little bar in the middle?
The braces?
Yeah.
Yes, I have those. That's why I didn't want to wear those because I hate those ones. So I wanted to get these ones. These are new, and I wanted to see if they work better. I
mean, do they?
Yeah, it hurts all right here.
Do those gloves work? Or?
Well, so far I slept with them last night, and I put them on again after I got out of the shower, but I just want to take them off because I feel dumb with them on right now. Everybody can see like my hands all, but they're supposed to have like the copper in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to help.
You sound like you're doing a commercial.
I know. Wear these copper gloves.
It's not always, but when I need them.
You're right.
The copper.
Who's the quarterback? Brett Favre.
Oh, that's right. Brett Favre. Was he the spokesman for that?
The copper top.
Oh, copper. Maybe. No Eddie today.
No, he's. Inside jobs with his brother.
I sent him the link in case he wants to get a make an appearance, but
send him a message on TikTok.
Yes. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
All right, let's go.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. Oh, wow. Look how fast.
Yeah, Eddie slows it down always. We finally found the weak link in the show.
The weakest link.
Eddie, you're fired if you're watching.
He's watching. He's watching with his brother, giggling.
I'm sorry, he's not with his brother. He remembers his, the time we gave him for his, what I call a counterfeit Raider jersey last year. And it, you
he
know,
had he goes, a counterfeit one?
Yeah, remember he had that, like, we call it what, the Powder Puff, you know, girls Raider jersey?
I don't remember. Oh, boy. You got him one? He wore one, or you got him one?
No, he wore one. That because just like today, you know, we're gonna wear our super, you know, football Super Bowl stuff, and he comes on, and he has that like really weird Raider jersey.
I don't remember. Was it this? Was it same time last year?
Yeah, it was the Super Bowl show last
year. Super Bowl thing. I don't remember.
Do you listen? I think it was like really thin. It was like a real thin.
It looked like a jersey, but it wasn't. You know, it was kind of one of those, you know, you get in Santee Alley in downtown LA.
The swap meet jersey.
There, pretty much.
I don't know. I don't even know what to tell you.
Let's see if I can go back to last year's show. Maybe I can show you.
I don't. Alyssa, you think anybody's really worried about Eddie right now?
We are.
The only one's worried about him is his brother, and make sure he gets help to
make sure he lifts that furniture. His brother's making him lift that sofa by himself.
What he's doing.
Yeah.
Alyssa, I'm sorry about your hands. Why don't you tell everybody about your hands? We don't want to know about Eddie. I don't want to hear about him anymore today.
Wait, I took my gloves off.
Well, I don't want you to show us your gloves. I want you to show, tell everybody what comes with that. I know our show isn't about carpal tunnel, but.
It's basically like nerve damage in your hands. And I got it from when I was pregnant and I retained too much water. And my hands would swell and it dirt damaged my nerves. So now every time, like if I use my hands a lot or like at work, I'm going like this because at work I type. Mm-hmm. It irritates my hands. I mean, especially this part right here. It goes from here all the way down to here. It just hurts. Like I just going like this is like, ugh. But, and my fingertips get numb and it's just irritating. So I bought these gloves because I usually use the brace that you use with the metal in the middle here and the Velcro and all that. I didn't want to use those. Plus, I don't know, they're in a box somewhere packed and I didn't want to look for them.
Want to look for them, huh?
Right. So then I got these ones that are like, they're like, I don't know, just like little gloves. They're
like little thin, like underwear. Yeah,
thin. And they have copper in them, so. I don't know, supposedly it's supposed to work. So I slept with them last night. I put them on yesterday and I slept with them. And my hands feel a little better. But I just took them off because I didn't want to wear them during the show.
Can you tell, like, when you put them on?
They're like compression. Yeah, they're like compression. So it like, squeezes your hand.
So it helps? Or yeah. I'm talking, like, the moment you put them on.
Oh, the moment I put them on? No, they just feel... You know, like snug. I have a glove on. Yeah, snug. It takes a while.
Because
like those the braces.
The brace, I don't wear them no more anymore. But when I used to, because my hands didn't hurt. They were just, the whole hand was asleep, right?
Right.
And when I put the brace on, they weren't asleep. It was weird.
Oh.
So, but I had to wear them all the time, and that wasn't normal, right? So it didn't have no pain in mine, but it was just maybe the circulation was gone or.
Yeah.
But for pain, I don't know. I guess that's why I'm asking you, because I didn't have that part. I just had the sleepy part.
Yeah.
So I was wondering. So when you put the gloves on, it doesn't take it away.
Not instantly. No. I'll wear them for like a couple days, and they'll be like, "Oh, okay, good." And then I'll be good for a couple months, and then it'll start hurting again. And. Mm.
Yeah. See, you can't ever say we don't care about you. Just put a few minutes of just for you about just your hands.
In my hands.
Here's the thing. Steve cares about you. Now, if I was having those problems, he wouldn't care about me. my arm could be falling off, you know, Steve.
Right?
Steve, I stop complaining.
You know what? This is what he does the best, Alyssa.
What do I do the best?
He turns things around in circles until nobody can figure it out. Look at I would do stuff like that and go, "Hey, how's your whatever?" If something's bothering him. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. He was like, oh shit, all right.
Why did you have to buy an fire extinguisher?
Yeah, I'm not even going to say that.
I want to talk about it.
See?
Just in case my studio burns down, that's the answer.
I'd be more concerned about fixing that before you even come on the show.
Well, I don't have time.
He comes on, Alyssa, and then right before the show, he's all, hey, you know, if I leave real fast, it might be a little fire. I'm like, what do you mean little fire? What are you doing? What are you doing there?
I wish I could have got a screen grab of his face. You know, he was just giving me that look, like, what the fuck? It's like, you know, a fire might break out here.
Well, if I was in that position, I'd be like, hey, guys, let's postpone the show a little bit, or maybe no show. I got to find this problem.
I got to find this snapping sound.
Right?
A snap? Was it like a snap, crackle, pop? Like fire pop. Starting?
Snap. Like if you use, you know, snap the pencil. Snap. So I don't know what it is. Like I said, it could have been the window was open. The furniture was suddenly in. Or I don't know what.
If my TV does that, I'm always afraid it's going to fall off the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I guess everybody's got problems.
Well, if you're watching live, just stay tuned. You know, you might see me burn alive soon.
No, I'll kick you out before that happens.
Okay. Oh, you finally figure out how to do that?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
You
bring down the
you don't want to see me screaming?
No.
Flames. This whole screen right here goes orange.
Maybe if Eddie was there with you, maybe. But no.
You know Eddie would be. I guess. Don't kick him out. I want to see this.
Too funny.
We know one person probably watching who wants to see it. He was mentioned earlier.
Rewind and watch it over and over.
He'll be at home eating popcorn and watching it on YouTube over and over again.
Does he still contact with you?
Not me.
Try to make up?
No, not yet.
How about you, Liz? I'm surprised he hasn't got a hold of Alyssa.
No.
Very surprising, because
we know he won't be contacting Eddie no more.
No.
Eddie betrayed his trust.
Yes. Ooh. You know that story, Alyssa, right? Or
especially don't get too involved.
The less I know, the better.
The less you know, the better. Well, this is our Super Bowl show. You see, Alyssa has you come out with those every year, right?
Yep.
And you have a friend that makes them, or
my friend has a friend that makes them, and I get them from him. He orders a bunch of them, and then friend, he sells them. Yeah, a friend of a friend.
Well, is he out to sell them like as a business, or he's just doing it just for fun right now?
He asked me to, you know, who wants some, who you know, my boyfriend's son is an Eagles fan. So we were like, oh, maybe he want one, but nope, he wants to wear his jersey. I'm sure just like you, I'm sure you want to wear your jersey on the day.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I meant here, you know. You don't have to wear the team of who's in there. If it's a Super Bowl party, where you're like Umberto. Yeah. I'm surprised he changed that fast.
I know.
Well, you were very disappointed.
I thought you were boycotting, not going to wear one.
Steve seemed very disappointed with me, so I better.
Why? Because every time we do something like this, I just wear my normal gear. Right? I don't go with the shirts like it, and I go, you know what? Today I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a game player. My team's in the bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it because they're all going to show up in their jerseys, and I'm going to sit here with my black sweater. And Alberto shows up, and he doesn't have it on. I'm like, okay, this is a sign that Eddie doesn't show up. And I'm like, I got hope with Alyssa. I know she'll have something.
Yeah, there I am.
So anyways, to wrap up the previous point, remember, Eddie showed up, and he had that very, I think it said Raiders, but it wasn't, it looked like a jersey, but it wasn't.
Right, it's like a t-shirt jersey.
I don't know. I mean, I can't really explain it, but the thing is, there's no video proof because while kind of like me this year, while the music was going on, I changed. Eddie goes and changes that off to like a regular t-shirt.
Mm.
We see him as we come back. We see him sitting down real quick. So
I think I remember.
We shamed him into it.
So So the pink shirt he had on, was that like a breast cancer thing shirt or?
I don't think it was pink. It was a black and either silver or white. But you know, it was like it's a thing. It said like Oakland or Raiders or something with a number. But you know, it's kind of. I mean,
like it was made in the garage.
Like it's not approved by the NFL. Like you know, like these jerseys, like the regular jerseys, have to be approved, and you know, you get the little. in the tag with the hologram sticker that says, you know, NFL, and everything's legal. And this was,
this was kind of t-shirt, like, or was it a jersey? That's what I'm confused about. Was it a jersey? Yeah, but
I think it was kind of like a jersey. It wasn't like a t-shirt.
It was polyester material.
It was a jersey type, but it wasn't actual. Like, I think
we want to say it had the numbers, and then along here it said Raiders
or something like that.
Yeah.
As a jersey type thing, or
no, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of when you go to Target and you see those, like, you know, Dodgers and Angels jerseys that they look like jerseys, but you know they're not.
Yeah.
You know that. It was that kind of thing. You know that.
You know, got it.
You know it's not the $150 jersey. It's only, you know, $75.
I have a couple of those. Yeah, one of those.
But we gave Eddie such a hard time. He changed during the show, during the opening credits.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't remember, but it seems like it's a big thing. Was it funny or something? Or
we had a good laugh, and, you know, Eddie tried to defend himself, and then, like I said, during the opening credits, he went and changed real quick. He didn't want to go on live.
So did he put another jersey on, or he just put regular?
Like a regular t-shirt that said Oakland, I think, on it.
Got it. Well, what can I say? So, listen, do you want to say about your shirt person if they want to buy a shirt? I don't know.
Oh, I think get a hold he's of going you. Today. Yeah, I think he's going today to buy more. He actually he wasn't going to do them this year. But I asked him if he was doing them, and then he's like, well, let me see if I can get other people to order. And I think he's going back today to get more. Oh, look, there he is.
That's what he changed into. So,
What does that say? Oh, it says Oakland. That's not the shirt, is it?
That wasn't the one,
the one we're talking about.
No, that's not the one we made fun of.
Because he changed into it.
Where's the one that we've been
like I said,
that was the pre-show.
It was a pre-show, and then he changed while we were
video.
Got it. Okay. Speaking of shirts, Alyssa, I have a shirt for you and your boyfriend. I got to get it to you guys. It's the one with the bird on the chest.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A t-shirt though. It's just a regular t-shirt. So.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully, since you know he's all goo goo over you, he'll wear it to support you.
He will. I wore the jacket last week. We went to lunch. I just kept the shirt. I just kept my stuff on. And I wore the jacket.
Oh, how nice!
You look at me wearing it out in public. I'm not like hiding. Just kidding.
Yeah, we wear it during the show. As soon as the show's over, he rips it off and throws it in the closet.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so before we get to some topics here, since you're having a Super Bowl party, right, Alyssa?
Yeah, but I don't know who's coming. I don't know if anybody's going to come.
All our listeners are invited. Show up at Alyssa's house.
Oh, yes, they say that. Everybody will show up just for Alyssa. I don't care who's playing. I want to see Alyssa.
Forget the game.
Yeah, everybody I invited, they're like, oh, no. Or, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever. I gave up. So who knows what I have.
Doesn't that suck when you plan everything and then you figure, okay, well, they're going to come. They're going to come. Yeah, and then nobody tell them.
We had that experience once.
Oh.
It always happens to me. Whenever I plan a party, no one comes. And I get all into it. You know, I buy all this shit.
Hey.
Did you have one? Didn't you have one last year or the year before?
No.
Oh, well, what are you talking about? When did you have parties?
Oh, I mean, like for my birthday and stuff like that.
you have a whole month of birthdays. So, I mean,
you have 30 days.
In the past, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to have, you know, we're going to meet all here and celebrate my birthday. And nobody comes.
Oh my god. Well, I'm sorry I even brought it up. Shit.
Now I know who my true friends are. I'm just kidding.
I know, huh?
No, it's like, no, because I just didn't. I just wanted something small. So I just invited like family, but they're all, nobody's coming.
Well,
only my one daughter.
I think if it's like you have a get together, like if, like, you know, you don't have to have like 50 people. I mean, you just have like 15.
Oh. Not even that.
20, 15. Yeah, 15.
It lifted the man's bash. You know, if there's not 1,000 people, it lifts us upset.
Hey, I've there's some people that are coming to mind, and then there's some that are not. And I was like, oh wow, the ones I was thought they would be here for sure
aren't.
So it's going to be smaller than I thought.
Yeah. But,
oh well, doesn't matter.
Just you and Eddie.
My thing is, I do it beforehand.
Uh huh.
I do mine before, and we end it at. It's from 12 to 2 I believe. And sometimes it'll go to 2:30, but then everybody's got to get out because I go watch the game by myself.
Oh, how funny.
So we have it out.
I told everybody about 2 o'clock so then we can, you know, barbecue. Mm-hmm. And the food will be done and then we can sit, eat, and watch the game.
So but it's a longer.
Like, yeah, and only nobody's going to come. So I'm like, whatever.
Well,
there'll probably be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 people, 8 people.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, at least somebody's showing up. Or is that counting you?
That's counting me. That's me, my boyfriend. His son and his girlfriend will probably stay here for a little bit. And then my daughter and her fiance. And then I'm going to invite my aunt and her fiance, but I haven't heard back from them yet. But everybody else I invited, nope. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm sorry that I brought it up. I feel like I shit. I feel okay. Like I'm down. I feel I down.
Bought, for I bought alcohol.
You make Alyssa sound like a loser.
I am a loser.
I didn't. I was just because remember last week she was
my
all.
My grandma used to say like this. She used to like this.
You know, yeah, I hate to throw salt on the wound, but I think I'm going to.
Why?
With Alyssa, because last week she was all acting all high and mighty on me, and I go, "Hey, I'm gonna have a party here." And Alberto said, of course, he's not going.
Oh.
And Alyssa's all, oh, so are we, but we're having an Eagles party.
Eagles, yeah.
And I go, oh, okay. I know, get out of here.
Huh? Sam's Club even has the cupcakes. Eagles colored cupcake. Oh. I was going to say cake and cupcakes at the same time. The Eagles colors cupcakes.
Well, they're not the only ones in the Super Bowl. You know what you're doing. Don't act all cute over there. You know exactly what you're doing. Yeah, now they only sell Eagles celebration colors and balloons, and the other team they don't have
nothing.
I have a
poster hanging in my living room because it's an Eagles poster to go on top of the table that's gonna have the snacks.
Don't worry, at my fortress had both cakes in the bakery. They have Chiefs cakes and Eagles cakes. So,
I didn't even look for that.
You don't like cake?
Yeah, I like cake. I love cake.
I wanted to get the cupcakes, but now hardly anybody's coming. I'm like, what am I going to do with all these cupcakes? I'm not going to go get them.
Just get them anyway for you guys.
Screw it.
Well, don't buy 100 of them. Can't you just buy a dozen?
Sam's Club. No, it's Sam's Club. There's 24.
You can't go to like a regular grocery mart that you can get a dozen? Yeah.
Maybe.
Just for you all?
Maybe.
Don't let people...
I even have little cupcake toppers, like footballs. I bought like a whole thing like Amazon, like the tablecloths and balloons. And it's a whole set. Plates, napkins, cups. Right. It'll be just for the gram, just for the TikTok.
You look
just
at
for
her
the Facebook.
She's really upset, huh?
She just knows more beer for her. So
no, I'm a vodka, tequila, and margaritas.
Uh-oh! You know what's gonna happen after she starts drinking that vodka? She's gonna start cursing everybody out that didn't show up.
Start sending those text messages, you motherfucker.
Yeah, drunk Texas. Fuckers, you didn't come.
Don't worry, we don't need you. We're having a good time here. Fuck you.
Yeah. Screw you guys.
Everybody, everybody's at Steve's house.
Or if their team's not in it. Hey, that's why your team's not in it.
I have to work the next day, so I can't drink that much.
No, you're the one that brought up all this alcohol.
Because I bought it. Nobody's coming.
Can't let it go to waste.
Oh, we have wine coolers. We even have wine coolers.
Wine coolers? They still sell those?
Yeah.
Seagram's. Oh, wow.
Thackeray's.
Nice. I thought they stopped selling wine coolers. Like Bartles and James and shit like that. Do they still sell that?
They don't have that one anymore. That was my mother-in-law's favorite. She used to love those.
That's all they used to sell, remember?
Yeah. They don't sell those anymore.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, Alyssa, I am sorry about your party. But at least you got your shirt.
Yes. I have my shirt.
Well, you know what?
I'm a girl. I have a hot dog.
At least your immediate people that you live with there and your immediate people will be there. That's all that counts, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? Might as well go all out. What was the reason? What were these people who don't care about you that would let you throw this huge party and then they bail out on you? What do they got going on? Did they say?
Well, my brother and sister-in-law, they're taqueros, so they have a taco party.
How do you say that?
Taquero.
Why don't you tell them to come to your party and do a taquero or whatever?
They're not going to come to my house for free.
Hey, don't worry. Steve and I know about that too.
Yeah.
I guess it's true. Nothing's for free.
Right.
Let's move on.
These taqueros, there's no family or friends with taqueros. It's all about money for them.
And then the other ones work.
On Sunday? During Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Wow.
One works at Pollo Loco, the other works at Panda Express.
Yeah, they're going to be bored out of their mind.
Yeah, and then they're even open like on Christmas and stuff, and they get like busy, like especially like Panda Express gets busy. And they're like, oh my god, there's so many people. Don't people like cook at home?
No.
Apparently they don't.
Don't go try to go find somewhere to eat on Christmas. For whatever reason, everybody's out on the street.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I was surprised for Thanksgiving this year. We went to go have lunch with my in-laws, and we went to a restaurant. It was like full. I'm like, don't people cook Thanksgiving dinner anymore?
No. Not anymore.
I know.
Only the generations that's lingering that used to do that.
The boomers. And
once that's over,
yeah,
it's not even going to be like that anymore.
Nope.
People just ordering.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be open on those days. Everything.
DoorDash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
DoorDash that turkey.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, what?
I hear things.
Oh,
I hear things.
Did a fire break out here?
I know. Well, what do you hear?
Oh, I just hear things. That's all.
You hear Eddie? Eddie's outside.
No, it better not be him.
Hear things at your house? Or
yeah. I can hear stuff going. No, not those kind of things.
We're gonna see somebody creep up on Steve right now.
Yeah, if you see somebody come up behind me and
yell,
do me in, at least call somebody to come clean up the mess.
We don't know where you are.
When you figure it out.
Alberto will be like, I could tell them it's right
there. I have to go on Google Maps first to get the actual address, but I know where he is.
Oh, gosh. Too much.
Here, let me go. I'll show the people. Off Google Maps.
No, you don't need to show nobody. All right, Lisa, I'm going to pull you up to do a commercial.
Wait, no. I just spilled the shirt.
Oh, right over the...
I know.
And look at the part you spilled it on, the Eagles.
Oh.
That's a sign right there.
Oh, my God. No, you show your commercial.
My commercial? I already did.
When?
What commercial?
I've been showing... Remember when I asked you to check it out and see how you like it? You never got back to me?
Yeah,
you
need to show it on the show.
But I've played it all over the place since after I waited for you the next day, I put it all over the place.
I was busy. It was rents, remember?
You don't ever have to be sorry to me.
Yeah, you do have to be sorry to me. I'm disappointed.
Show your commercial.
Well, I don't have it on here.
That's only on TikTok.
TikTok, Facebook. I have the regular commercial with the...
Since I got fired.
What's the matter? Well, let's look at if I was available, I would be there. Don't get mad at me. I would be there. I'm not that kind of friend.
Why don't you two combine your Super Bowl parties?
How hard she worked for the Super Bowl party,
and then you have kind of like a half and half, one side Chiefs, one side Eagles.
Yeah, but we're on one half side of the city,
right? Go to his house for the game, and then come to my house.
Just
for the
do like a Zoom meeting between the two. Just put a giant monitor.
Oh, you want to do a Zoom party? We could show both sides how we're both upset. Not enough people came. Just be an angry Super Bowl party.
Right?
Eddie and Steve on one side, Alyssa and her man on the other.
Football fans.
Hey, I got a few more people coming, but I just thought there would be some other ones that kind of said they had plans. So. I know how it feels. It's just like, well, what are you going to do?
I'm like, oh, well.
Ain't going to stop me, right? Ain't going to stop us.
Nope.
You know?
I
didn't care if it was just me.
I have leftovers for a couple days. It's fine.
There you go. You got lunch for the week?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least 3 days. How long does a good meat for? Like 3 days or something like that?
Yeah.
If you barbecue with burgers and hot dogs, about 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Five. You could push it to 5 if it stays in the refrigerator. You're not leaving it out on the counter.
Damn. Yeah, you don't mess around, do you?
I think
you're just talking angry right now. That's why.
No, I used to meal prep, and I then I would make stuff like Sunday night, and I would make it for the whole week.
Alyssa, calm down.
Alyssa subscribes to Waste Not, Waste Not, Want Not.
Yeah, yep. please, when she's ever, if you're ever mad, please don't bring me food. She'll be bringing me 10-day-old food. Here, eat the shit. Shut up.
There's no green color on it. Eat it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Alyssa doesn't want to do our commercial. What's wrong? Are you that mad? You don't want to do the commercial like you always do?
No, I just. I feel like.
What's wrong? Okay.
Do you want me to do it?
Yes. Alberto. Let's have Alberto do it.
Okay, but you tell me something straight first.
Now I feel mad I'm not included here.
Alberto will
Here's another story. Okay, listen, I'll get back to you in a minute. Okay, this is Alberto. I got to tell everybody what goes on here on this show because...
you're gonna tell...
very disgruntled bowl
The whole truth?
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Listen, yeah. I talk to Alyssa, I talk to Alberto, I talk to Eddie... off the show and
all separately, never together.
Separately, you know, very rarely do we all talk together on the group thing, but sometimes we'll throw some stuff on there, but we talk separately and I've talked to Alberto.
Okay.
See, Alberto, I got to do this. I'm sorry. So you be quiet over there and let me finish. Alberto
on the podcast. I can turn you off.
I go, listen, because Eddie, you know, I involve him and you know, silly stuff and put him on the spot. Alyssa, she does like commercials and I throw her on the spot too. You, I throw you on the spot. You just don't say nothing and you push off, you take off your camera. So I got a hold of you privately and go, hey, do you want me to involve you? Because I don't want you to feel like, there he goes. Like he's not being involved. And you said, no, I'm fine. That's cool. I like it like that. So that's why I asked you. I didn't want you to feel like you just said right now, oh, now I'm feeling out of place. Like I'm not on
top. Who knows what this was about, but then you just stretch it to everything.
No, but I've asked you. How often do... Remember, like, even when we have... If we have a guest or something and I ask Alyssa, hey, you got a question for the guest?
Yeah, well, okay. Very rarely. I've said that, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, but I've asked you with anything. Do you want me to involve you more? Like, ask you questions like I do with Eddie and Alyssa? Well,
You basically know I have no answers for the question, so why even bother having me involved? Alyssa,
never mind.
I try to chirp in whenever I can, you know, make fun of Eddie too, but
I don't even know why I try.
All right,
I am the bad person.
I'm not saying you're a bad person.
Alberto. I hide Alberto in the corner. I don't want him on there because I want to be the main focus, and I hope Alberto never speaks up because he'll take my limelight. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Steve knows, you know, as soon as I talk more, I'm going to outshine him and, you know.
Okay, Shiner. You ready?
He actually, you know what? I'm ready. What are you doing, Steve? Oh, look at that. Now my camera's gone. Oh, look, there's my mic.
And he's muted.
This is what he does best.
I have to come and fight it because, you know, Steve just takes me off the show. This is all Steve right here.
When did I take you? When did I ever take you off the show? If anything, you always do this
there,
to us.
Right now, you did that.
Yep.
You know, I got to go find my mouse and, you know, there I am. Now I'm back.
The guy that just starts fires in his house and they're going to blame me, huh? My stuff's running just fine.
You know what? I think you were in my apartment, my studio here.
What am I going to be doing at your apartment?
I
got other things to do. I got a party to get ready.
Putting a time bomb in my plugs.
Okay, wait a minute. Alyssa, I didn't forget about you. Now listen to me. Look it. You're upset. Don't be upset. Because then you're like, I don't want to do the commercial. I do it all the time. I don't want to do it.
She's not prepared.
And then it got Alberto over here. Well, you never asked me.
Right?
This is getting out of control.
No wonder Eddie doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
This is why Eddie's gone.
And Eddie's all, Steve's going to make fun of my counterfeit Raiders jersey.
Hey, I forgot about it, but I'm glad you guys reminded me. I'll remind him next week.
Steve's all, look at this. Okay. He bought himself his brand new Super Bowl 57 Chiefs jersey with the patch and everything.
I thought.
Is that what you're wearing? Oh, it's new?
Oh, yes, of course.
Every year he gets a new one.
Not every year. When they go to the Super Bowl, I do. Well, yeah, pretty much every year.
Not last year.
Stupid.
Not last year, but 3 years in 4 years. That's not too bad. But anyway, this is not about me, guys.
Two losses
in
4 years.
See, this is
what
I do. I care about you guys, and I want to know that you're happy. That's why I'm here.
Alyssa, are you happy?
I'm happy.
Look at that sarcastic.
happy, well, joy.
Her man makes her happy, you know. That that makes up for the disappointment of the M25 show.
Okay. Well, listen, I didn't know it would bother you, the commercials. I didn't know. I should talk to you more often.
After the show, Alyssa starts crying. You know, her man comes, gives her a hug. And it makes everything better.
What's she crying for?
How bad you treated her.
So just today is not a good day to do commercials. That's what you're saying? You usually don't mind, right? Or do
I don't mind. No, I don't mind.
I just like to involve everybody to do stuff.
Like Alberto said, I need to get a script.
Okay. There you go. Look at her. She's getting all businesswoman like. Very good. I like that. Look at, she's even sitting like a businesswoman. See what happens when you're on the show.
She's got her throne. You know, she's the queen.
All right. Well, Alberto. Well, yes. Let's see. You're up. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet you this. You know, he's going to do good. You know why, Alyssa?
Got that prepared.
He's been writing his own script for months and months and months, waiting. Hopefully.
I will tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it right off our website.
Oh, okay. Well, then
there you go. See, maybe that's what I should do. I could totally like read it and be like,
I might have to add a little
bit.
Can
you do me a favor? Yes. Because Alyssa now, she has authority on the show. So can you send her?
Since when?
Can you send her a typed out script or something? So, you know, we'll put it on her desk, or her man can. We'll email it to him, and then he can deliver it to her on her desk when he brings her coffee, and then she can be ready for the show. Oh boy, heavy, Ramon. Listen, do you know Ramon?
I think I have him on Facebook.
Like, was Alyssa here when Ramon used to come on?
Maybe she was in the chat room with the other listeners.
Okay. Oh god. So what are you sending me that for?
I'm sending it to both of you.
Oh, you're sending every. Okay.
It's on the group.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but Alyssa, please don't say you want to do it now because you'll
take no. If she wants to do it now, I'm fine with it.
No, Alberto, this is all you, Sandy. I mean, Los Angeles.
Wow.
I almost forgot.
Where you were?
This isn't a Junior Seau jersey, okay?
Okay, so it is a San Diego one. Okay, well, people, we got breaking news. Alberto is going to talk about our sponsor. He's going to bring it. He's going to bring it today with the San Diego jersey.
Los Angeles Chargers.
He's going to make it all nice and professional.
Probably.
I know.
Probably gonna start the worry. Fire and everything.
He's gonna surprise us like that. One day we did the commercial and he was.
I accidentally talked over the commercial.
Mm-hmm. We were like shocked. We were like, "Woo, that was good."
That was too good.
Ramon.
Ever since then, Steve has quieted me down. What is Ramon saying?
Alberto has been practicing this his whole life for this. Oh, so geez. Let's get him up here.
Okay.
He's going to talk about our sponsor, Natural Wonders.
Okay, only if you kick out Ramon from the chat room. Yes, Natural Wonders, our main sponsor here on the M25 show. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. They make all the good stuff they got. You know, body wash, shampoos, lotions. And the Natural Wonders, they want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. And right now, when you go to naturalwonders.com, Natural Wonders, spelled N-A-T-U-R-A-L, Wonders, W-N-D-E-R-Z. You go there, you make your purchases, you go to checkout, enter the code, the M25 show. You get 25% off. That's pretty good, huh, Steve? Steve, go to the bathroom?
Yes. No, I was on mute. I want to make sure I got all you attention don't have to on mute. You. I mean, I want this to be your time.
Like I said, naturalwonders.com. If you're listening on the podcast, it's real easy. Just go to the show description. You'll see it right there, the link, the promo code. If you're watching on YouTube and Facebook, sorry, Steve's not going to put it on there. Just go to the M25show.com. You go to the sponsors link, and it's right there for you, all the information. Natural Wonders.
Wow, look at that.
You too.
Damn, I may have to put that as a commercial, Alyssa. I might have to do that all over TikTok and everywhere.
See, that's
with a smile ear to ear.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
It's better than me.
Wow. Well, you know what? I think this has been building up in Alberto. Because you thought you were going to call my bluff on when I asked you, do you want me to involve you more in the show? What did you tell me? Honestly. And don't just say with the guest.
I can hear it right now.
I don't remember.
Good. You just said, I mean, no. Yes, exactly, Alyssa.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. That's okay, though. You know, we're all supposed to be... everybody likes to listen to everybody, you know? They want to know everybody. People even down to the guest. Hey, Alberto, you don't like me over there? I'm glad you don't say, no, you don't.
Who's asking
anybody,
that question?
Anybody. Sometimes guests will ask about you, right, Osa?
Yeah, I love that
part. They go, is Alberto okay over there? Or does he not like me? Or I go, no, he's probably doing the technical stuff that takes a lot of time.
Yeah, you tell him that. I'm just trying not to fall asleep.
Well, I'm not going to tell her that or him that. You know, I'm not going to say that. Well, anyway, look,
it's
you
out
did
in
it.
The open now.
I'm going to put it everywhere, Alyssa. That way he's very happy. It was very good. Yeah. I wish you wouldn't have thrown me in there and asked me questions, because I don't want later to say, oh, Steve, why did I put Steve in the commercial and ask how he thinks about this? He's going to blame me for that later. Well, because you said something about, what do you think, Steve? And I had my mic on mute.
I was like, that's pretty good. Remember, I used to do the, Aguilar's Taco Catering all the time, and the our other sponsor we can't mention no more. You just gotta do it. I mean, just...
Are those guys still in jail, or are they out?
Only one of them was supposed to be in jail. I don't know. I haven't heard of them.
Oh, wow.
I hope they repainted the truck and just moved somewhere else.
Well, listen, you heard about them. You were with us. Those are the ones that... What did they
These illegals came and muscled them out of their area. You know, they decided to defend themselves, and you know, internet idiots on TikTok and Instagram. You know.
Calm down. We know who Alberto's for.
Yes,
right.
He's for the ones that got it.
You know, they
didn't get attacked.
They just got water dumped on their grill. Fuck them. You know these poor little guys. You know. Just a couple of people trying to, you know, feed their family with 8 locations, you know, pushed out, you know, the two people with a taco truck who were actually, you know, the small guys trying to feed their family, and all the stupid fucks on Instagram and TikTok and on the fucking social media, you know, did the dance that people wanted them to dance.
Well, I better do this. This is getting intense. Here.
No, I know what you're doing. You don't want to be associated with my viewpoint, so.
No, I do. I understand. And Alyssa, you know, I don't even want to say my
Alberto's rant.
Alyssa, what do you think about it? I'd hate to throw you in there.
I don't know what happened, but
you're right.
The truck had her sticker on it, and
then some dumb that, some
everybody
dumb
turned
fucks.
On them.
Some dumb fucks are getting our case. How come you're being...
And
Steve was the one who responded. And luckily it was Steve, because I would have told him to fuck off and go back to hunting the park where they belong.
Hold on a second. Alberto, calm down. Listen to me. Okay, look, there was a place that this taco company was catering truck was going to all the time, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Certain spot. Okay, this other company came, and they must have set up before the ones that are usually there.
Needed
the
one an Alberto location. Likes.
Just let me finish up.
Hey, I want the facts to come out.
But let's say they showed up and they set up, because that's what they do. They just go anywhere and they go, oh, this place looks good. Let's try it. Right? So this place did it. They set up. And then the other place came at their normal time, right? And they said that the new people were already there. So
probably
we don't know what went down. We don't know if they said, hey, this is our spot, and maybe the new people said, no, we're not moving. Or they could have said, hey, we're already set up. Can we finish out the night? And the other guy said, hell no. And they poured water all over. We don't know what happened.
So was it only one time? It was like the first time they set up in front of and before them?
Yeah.
Or I think it happened the same night.
Yeah, because
we don't know what the conversation went down.
Because by the next night, you know, they got on all over social media and it was like a fucking block party.
Mm.
I'm not defending either one, but we just don't know the conversation that went on. Maybe the people that Alberto don't like, maybe they said, hey, we already, you know, they set up a whole damn caravan. Maybe they said, hey, is it okay if we finish out the night and we'll be the hell out of here tomorrow?
Well, what's the point? Yeah. Nobody was there. I saw him that first night.
Nobody was there.
Because I went to work at a night and I drive right by it and the truck wasn't there, but I saw those guys with the little pop-up tent and just sitting on their asses. Nobody was there, and it wasn't until it blew up on social media that it actually became something.
So what are you saying that probably happened? I don't understand.
I don't know.
That they were there.
I don't know what the situation was. I will say, you know, every time I, you know, it's like every other YouTube video I see or anything I see on Facebook, social media, that somebody's fighting, there's always something that happens before, and then just capture what they want to capture. So, I mean, like okay. I said, much like Steve, I don't know what happened. But, you know, the fact that everybody played those guys, the eight location guys, as victims, you know.
This is what I think happened. I think the new people came, they showed up. They probably came earlier than the other guys, because I know the other guys came later in the evening.
Yeah.
And then when the new people set up, I think the regular guys came, right? Well, the ones that usually are there.
They're claiming, if I remember the stories correctly, that they were setting up, and then one of the two guys came and told me, you know, this is our spot, you know, you have to go, and they decided not to, and then later on they came with the truck, and then this whole thing happened.
According so how to did them. They know they're setting up? What do they just cruise around and make sure nobody gets their spot, or they just happen to drive by and say, oh, what
they,
is this?
They were shopping at the, you know, retail establishment in the area and saw the other guys setting up in their spot and go, hey, you know, this is our spot. Cut to water being thrown on the grill. Whatever happened at that moment and hours in between, who knows? And I don't know if there's been a court case or anything. I don't know what's been said by both sides. You know, we know the guys who remain there, you know, eight locations, franchise, you know, guys trying to feed their family, bullshit. But
it's public property. It's nobody's property. It's not the new people's. It's not the old people's.
Well, most of it is private property. But, you know, the owners of the property who harassed the guys with the truck all the time, you know, they you know, sat on their thumbs with these guys because, you know, they saw the media out there and they didn't want any bad press for themselves. They're little pussies. And then, you know, now. Man.
Now, well, why don't you go get them back then?
What, to get myself thrown in jail? No.
Oh, jeez, there we go. I don't know. I mean,
sounds like gang wars.
Not get them back like that. I'm talking about get the taco guys back for a
response. Get out of here. You want me to take my plug down there and set their plates on fire?
What I think is everybody should have a license at the place they want to go.
You know, I just have a fucking problem with them. I have to drive home and get into my driveway, and they're right there, and it is a fucking... It is scary sometimes to get into my apartment. They have all their shit set up. You can't see... You know, that the parking lot entrance, you know, people that pull out of that entrance, like almost halfway, you know, it's three lanes and they have to cover the first lane so they can see down the street when they got their vans and, you know, they got their pop-ups and their grills and everything. They block the damn sidewalk. I fucking hate them. Ugh. Fucking terrorize. Turn my neighborhood into a fucking swap meet. You know, and then they bring two or three other guys, you know, they fuck them. And that little that corporation, you know, that owns the property, so fucking, you know, spineless bitches. When the taco truck was there, you know, they were constantly harassing them. But, you know, like I said, you know, these guys, I guess they know that they'll go to social media and cry. So the taco truck
they were harassing was when they were actually pulling in the parking lot.
Yeah, and they fucking take over the parking lot, and all the customers take over the parking lot. They don't do shit.
No, but now they're like on the street.
Well, who these guys?
Both of them. Remember, the old one went to the truck
went to the street. But these guys, I mean, at first, I mean, yeah, they block the street with all their vans, and you can't see anything. I know the taco truck was in the street.
Is that property? Isn't that the city property when you go out to the sidewalk?
I don't know the official rules, but I guess they can block the sidewalk with all their stuff.
Well, it's up to the city.
Well, no, it's county area, but they're both illegal.
They're both doing illegal stuff, both of them.
I don't know. Well,
unless they have a license to be there.
Okay.
I don't know how that works. I don't never had a taco truck, but if you get one and you get a flag and you mark your territory and go, this is mine, like the old days on Little House on the Prairie, I don't know how it works. I've never had my own catering. How does it work, Alyssa?
I don't know. I thought they had to have some kind of a permit, but I don't think any of them have permits. That's why they moved from sex place to place.
Well, those guys with the pop-up and those, you know, portable grills, those taco trucks, I think, are you know, checked out by county because, you know, you can't hide it. You got to have a, you know, they'll check you.
Clean. They'll be clean and all that shit.
They'll come and, you know, yeah, just like a regular restaurant, you know, but, you know,
But I'm talking about
these guys
making a place of your own. Like when you let's say you want to start a restaurant,
yeah,
well, I mean, you got to get the property on the land and pay rent or whatever it is.
You get a property, you get a storefront, you got to pay rent, and then you got to have the right equipment. You have to be open to inspections all the time. They can just come in whenever, and they gotta.
But that's what I'm saying with these people that just roll around and just find a spot for free.
You know, it's
that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, if you get sick, I mean, fuck.
Well, these taco guys, they don't rent that little spot. They don't. Rent those little things.
Yeah, but I think they have to be registered. You know,
but that doesn't. I don't think they can go anywhere and just plop right there, like you said. It's cause an accident. Why would the city want them there and go, hey, you got to move? This is not safe.
Why?
They can make them move because they don't own that.
I mean, like, I think right now in El Monte, they're cracking down. You know, these people, like, you have to get a license with the city. And there's, I was watching the news. You know, you got a bunch of these pop-ups. You know, they don't do it. They just set up and they don't care. And now the police are going to come get them and take their stuff. And they're all crying. It's like, just do it right.
Exactly. You know, everybody.
Like that. Even when this broke down, these guys, they were like, oh, we saw this spot. We're just going to set up there. It's like,
look at the other guys that were like our sponsors, Alyssa, the ones that threw water on them. They parked in the street, and I would pull out of that place and sometimes couldn't see. I just figured it out and just went. And I didn't even eat a taco there. I should have, but I never did. But I'm not saying nothing bad about them. But I remember pulling out there, and that big truck was in the way.
Yeah,
and I couldn't see oncoming cars.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's both of them were blocking. They both blocked the street.
But these guys blocked the street and the sidewalk, and you can't even see. I mean, I could see cars coming.
I don't care who does what to make a living, but it doesn't seem like it's legal to me. Like, if I went and wanted to sell something and I just went on the corner of.
Well, I mean, like I said, when that happened, I go, you know, down the street, you know, by the big street, there's that island right there. You know, what if they all set up there and you're trying to go to work and there's cars and people walking around, stupid kids running everywhere? You want to risk it?
I don't think they should be there anyway in front of a place like that because there's a lot of traffic. Well, that's why they go, because they want to make a lot of sales.
Yeah.
But then again, there's like people coming in and out.
Day one, nobody was there. As soon as they blew up, I think, if not the next day, within 2 days, you know, they had, you know, that's when the motorcycle gang rolled up with the free tacos. Remember that? Remember that fiasco? I actually feel sorry for the workers that day, because just like you and Eddie showing me, like, oh, look, they're giving free tacos. And, you know, how many people showed up to those poor guys flashing their phone, demanding free tacos? Deadbeat would show up that place.
Alyssa, what do you have to say about this?
I'm just listening to you guys.
Anyways, you feel a certain way. Happy Super Bowl weekend, folks. Should be gone. They both should be gone from that area, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah,
they don't own the street.
They're trying to make a living, and some of them, you know, don't even have papers, and they're trying to feed their family.
That's the whole thing, because the guys working there, like, they're not the owner. There's this one guy. He was on the news all the time, and he was the main boss. And then these guys, I don't know, the ones who are actually working and getting envelopes of cash from stupid idiots, you know.
Well, I don't think it's about being illegal. I think it's like, okay, if you want to do that, there's got to be a way to go, hey, look, I'm going to go to the city and go, hey, I like this place right here. It's right here. Can I get a place where I can, this could be mine.
Yeah.
And that'll fix everything.
I wouldn't mind that.
That's the way. You can't just roll up anywhere and put up a whole setup.
But the thing is, like, people won't want to do that because then they're open to, you know, inspections and they have to watch. They have to come and, you know, check the grill.
Well, don't you want
check
that?
Check. I would want that as a customer because I want to be protected. These guys who are doing it, they don't want all that hassle.
Well, they should, you know, they should shut them all down then.
You know,
because they don't want people getting sick.
Let me ask you, if you knew there was a restaurant, whether it be a McDonald's or just like a regular mom and pop, and you go there and go, you know what, there's no bathroom, would you want to eat there? Like, where are the employees washing their hands? I mean, we know here.
What's the thing?
You know,
there's no place for them to wash their hands when they're out on the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that's a whole. There's so many things you can pick out. But my thing is, they pick out city property where they think it's theirs, and it's not. That's my point. Yeah, of course, there's no bathroom, or they got to run to the closest gas station or whatever. Or,
yeah,
you know, everything is wrong with these things because maybe it's just the big barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's just a big barbecue, and you trust
avoid having to wash their hands.
You're gonna trust that it's a fresh barbecue. You eat and split. As far as the trucks, I think that's a little more because they got more stuff to clean and
like. I think those are more inspected, and you know, I'm sure they have a sink in there. They can at least wash their hands. Maybe not a full bathroom, but
yeah, the trucks, I think they have to be inspected because they can see one on the street and somebody can roll up.
Yeah. I mean, people rave about these. You know, they have, you know, some of these places have actual fans, and you know, they like to go there. And okay, but I mean, you know, you're taking a risk, and if you get severely sick by something, you know, we hear about it, like these big time, you know, outbreaks of or whatever, E. coli or something. You know, do you have a recourse? You know, I show up at that, you know, fly by night operation. Say, you know, I got sick. You guys need to pay my hospital bills. Fucking.
That's why I don't eat there.
The next night, they're gone. They've disappeared. They've set up somewhere else. You have to go chase them down.
Unless you hire them to come to your house, like a taco, and just dealing with you.
We have so many trucks and tents over here by where I live. Yeah. Every corner.
And I don't trust those ones, but if like I hired somebody like a taco guy or person just for me. And I know they're going to come, and they're just going to cook just for me for those 2 hours or however long. I'm okay with that because they're just dealing with me for those hours, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
And not like they've been sitting here all morning, all evening until, now it's time for my party. And, you know, you don't know if the meat's been sitting there all day or... And I guess they could have meat. I hope they bring it fresh because you pay for it, and hopefully they pick it up fresh.
Oh.
I would hope. People, barbecue yourself. Make your own tacos.
Or hire professionals.
Yes. I think they should make a new law where you can't set up anywhere unless you get a permit from the city
or county.
And it can be your spot. You pay, I don't know. You pay a one-time thing.
Whatever.
And that's your spot. You don't even have to pay rent. Just a one-time fee.
Sounds good to me.
That way people aren't going, we got to pay rent for this little spot and boo-hoo and all this.
What do you mean?
Just pay one little fee, it's yours.
If you try, I mean, like, even if you try to, like these guys, like I said, they make it wild to just drive down that street. You know, if we try to open a restaurant and, like, try to build a building, I mean, we have to do traffic, you know, like, we have to show how our business is going to, you know, interfere in the street or anything. Like, we have to do detailed plans. It takes a lot. And then, you know, like I said, some of these guys who just come in. You know, I've heard of another one further down the street, and, you know, well, not that street, but the other side of the city, that they set up at this auto parts place. But, I mean, if you have permission from the owner, like, let's say we have a store and we shut down, close down at 5 or 6, you know, you can come in the evening and use our area. If you have a permission, I'm even okay with that. But when you just... You just find somewhere to set up, and then you just set up now.
Yeah. I think people who do that is like, remember those old days where you'd go to like Home Depot and they have a hot dog cart outside right when you walk out?
Well, that's every stadium now.
That's to help their business because they figure, I'm going to go buy something from Home Depot and then I'll get a hot dog. Now they got something going on together where they're saying, okay, you can stay right here and do that. Instead of them putting their cart on the outside of the parking lot right by the street or whatever their business, they have no say in it. I guess I don't even think it's their lot. Once you hit the street,
well, there's
Home Depot or whatever you're doing, I don't think there's
official property. And when we're talking about that area, you kind of know when you're out there, you see that asphalt, the black asphalt, and then you see the silver concrete sidewalk, everything that's black, that's private property.
Yeah, but then
you'll see them every once in a while. They'll just be completely on the sidewalk.
I don't know. I think they should be banned. They should all be gone.
Then my problem is
all
now, now you're blocking the sidewalk. If I'm going to walk down the street to the 7-Eleven,
I got to go around banned.
And, you know, I
gone.
Whatever.
But, I don't think it's right.
You know, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. This is the way now. Politicians are bending over backwards to, you know, give them rights. And
well, like I said, we were just the whole thing we were talking about. Nobody's wrong or right here. They were both wrong. It's not even their place. It's like two people fighting over somebody else's house. No, I want to be here. And then the person living there is going, what are you guys fighting about? This is my place. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
You got two people fighting over who's going to sit in the yard.
I mean, like I said, these guys who set up, not the truck, but the other guys, they got fucking lucky as shit, you know. Or the main man, you know, the main owner, El Jefe. You know, he got lucky as fuck. Like I said, that first night I saw him, they're just sitting on their asses doing nothing.
Well, those people that were there before, they screwed up. They could have reversed this whole role.
Yeah, I mean,
and did social media saying they took this away. You know, I'm trying to feed my family. Well, if they were smart,
they wouldn't have.
Social media is very, very.
They wouldn't have gotten traction. I know.
You don't know.
Like I said, these guys got lucky. They cut that video. They cut that video to make the other guys look like bad guys.
So if somebody went up there and they were crying that, you know, I can't feed my family no more, nobody gives a shit. But if somebody throws water on somebody's thing, everybody's going to start crying and bringing them big bags of money and shit like that. Exactly. Is that what you're telling me?
People are coming from across the Southland, you know.
Well, you're saying all they did is cut to water throwing on the grill and then everybody's coming to give them money and they feel bad for them.
And got lucky on social media.
Why couldn't these guys get lucky if they told their story and they're crying on live stream and their little babies are there and they got runny noses or whatever the hell? You telling me they can't work the system?
You couldn't. I mean, that's
like I'm gonna go to the other guys. Party. Fuck it. Right. I'll be there.
Well, that was a roundabout way.
Yeah. I'm only coming from 8 in the morning till 9. Then I gotta leave though.
Wake up, Alyssa. She's not even setting up. Party time.
Let's go. It's party time.
Steven is a Chiefs fan. So, you know, they come in like, was it the Beastie Boys? They just kick down the door. They all walk in.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait a minute. I hope they all make money and feed their families. But, Alyssa, who is the Eagles fan that this party's about? That's what I wanted. You guys aren't Eagles fans.
Or son-in-law? No,
you're Raider fan.
Boyfriend's son.
Future son-in-law. Okay. Or stepson. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Son-in-law? What are you talking about?
I mistake them. Sorry.
Okay, so the son is an Eagles fan. Okay, yeah. So he's pretty jazzed.
Her future son-in-law will be there too, right?
Yes.
Son-in-law.
So her daughter's fiance will be there, see? I'm sorry, I got the two guys mixed up.
He's a Charger fan.
There's future son-in-law and future stepson.
Damn, all kinds of different... teams, huh? Any other teams in the mix in this family that are different?
Oh yeah, his son's girlfriend likes the Dolphins.
That is the thing about Southern California. Those 20, 25 years without a football team, everybody, you know, just started liking other teams. And this is the problem with the Rams and the Chargers. You know, it's going to take, you know, 15 years until you can have a fan base in the city. Rams have it easier. They were here before. You know, a lot of Rams fans held on, but Charger fans, you know, they're not wanted here, and now everybody in San Diego hates them, or at least the Spanos family. So
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know why. That's weird how people share a stadium. You both say, this is our home. And no, this is our home too. And I don't know if it ever is.
It works in New York. More than here, but I mean, like, well, I said,
Is there teams that play in the same stadium?
Yeah, the Giants and the Jets.
They play in the same stadium.
Yes, I didn't MetLife. And before that, it was just named Giants Stadium. The Jets are playing in there. You know,
so why don't they have their own stadium? They're pretty football
money.
These guys are rich owners.
The stadium's not even in New York City. It's in New Jersey. You know, It's the joke always when the Jets go to the Buffalo Bills. You know, the signs are all, "Hey, Jets, welcome to New York."
I never knew that they did that. I thought they had their own stadium.
Aren't you a football fan? You should know.
I didn't know until today.
Well, I mean, maybe back in the days when it was Giants Stadium, you might have figured it out, but...
I really didn't know.
Well, the Jets...
I'm not from there, and I don't follow that, so I wouldn't know.
I forget how it happened. I know the Giants opened up the stadium. The Jets were in Shea Stadium over in Queens. The Giants used to play in the Polo Grounds in Manhattan, or not the Bronx. And then I assume the Giants built the stadium first. You know, they put up the money, and I guess the Jets just... It's kind of like the Clippers and the Lakers, you know, here at whatever it's called now. Bitcoin Stadium. Well, the Clippers are moving out.
Are they still playing in the same stadium?
Yeah, so far.
Oh,
when Eddie and I went to the game, we passed by that new stadium. It's still a couple of years from completion.
I don't get it.
How, well,
they got all this money, and why would you, what, to save some money? To build a new place, or?
Well, I mean, if you're Spanos, yeah, you know, you don't have to build a whole new stadium. You can just...
So, where were the Clippers? Weren't they playing down south in California when they first started? Or
before Staples / Crypto, the Lakers were at the Forum, and the Clippers played at the Sports Arena, where that new soccer stadium is now. That's where they were playing, and then... The Lakers and their group AEG or whatever, they built Staples, and so the Lakers and the Kings were the first ones to move in, and then the Clippers just, you know, they want to play in some dilapidated stadium, so they go, we'll go in too.
They hopped on the way.
This is when Sterling owned the team, and he didn't care. He didn't want to spend money. So
they didn't play down south.
No, they were in San Diego. Remember, there were the San Diego Clippers, and then Sterling bought them, and then moved them to Los Angeles.
That's when I was remembering the San Diego.
Trivia: before San Diego, where did the Clippers play? And they weren't known as the Clippers yet.
Alyssa, this is all you.
What?
They were in Buffalo.
The Buffalo Clippers?
Buffalo. It might have been the Buffalo Braves. That was their name, and then they moved to San Diego.
Buffalo Braves.
How long ago was this? Like 50 years ago?
70s, maybe?
Are you talking just a couple years ago?
No, not a couple 70s? Years. This is a long time ago. Yeah, this is way before the 80s.
Now we're going that far back, huh?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the story of the Clippers. You know, they started in Buffalo.
Hey!
Yeah.
you got to be honest. I knew that was coming. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yep.
I don't.
The franchise was founded as the Buffalo Braves in 1970 as an expansion team. And in 1978, they moved to San Diego.
78? I don't even remember hearing about the Clippers growing up. Ever.
And let's see, in 1984, Sterling moved them to Los Angeles.
I remember.
And they moved to the Sports Arena, where the Lakers used to play before the Forum.
I don't know. I think the Jets should move.
I hope this...
The Clippers should move.
Well, the Jets almost got their new stadium when New York bid for the Olympics in 2012, but that thing fell through. But I think the plan was they were going to build an Olympic stadium in Manhattan, and that was going to be the home of the Jets. They just repurposed it after the games.
Well, but, I think it'll take them to win something, and then they'll start pouring out some cash. If they start winning and going to playoffs and go to the Super Bowl, then... Oh, we better build a stadium.
Maybe.
Because we're relevant. Oh, but they have the same money that they did before they were relevant.
It makes sense, I mean, to both teams. I mean, like here in Los Angeles, I mean, the Rams built the stadium. But, you know, now the Clippers pay rent. So they get some money. And
The Chargers?
The Chargers, I'm sorry. And then, you know, kind of Clippers and Lakers too. I'm sure the Chargers are paying some kind of rent for Crypto, but now they're going to move into their own place.
The Chargers?
The Clippers. So they're going to move into their own place. Chargers, I don't know. I don't know what the plan is.
Are they moving
by
the Forum?
I've heard that rumor, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to...
The Clippers?
Yeah.
I've heard that rumor, but I don't think so.
Oh. I thought they built their own. I thought they were building
a
brand new stadium.
They're building
stadium,
their own stadium like on the other side.
Or they were going to tear down the Forum and build it there.
No, well, it's supposed to be like on the other side of the Forum, I thought.
The other side of SoFi. So if you have the Forum, then you got SoFi and then the new Intuit Dome.
I've heard that rumor, but
what happened was the Forum was owned by Madison Square Garden, that group that owns that. And when Ballmer decided to build that new arena, they sued because it was going to take people... concerts and stuff to that new stadium, and then I think Ballmer ended up buying the Forum just to, you know, get rid of the lawsuit. And I think that's kind of where the rumor started that they'll move to the Forum.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, for the time being, just stay at Crypto and charge more.
Well, I hope it all works out for everybody. I don't really care.
I mean, they're building it, so it seems to have worked out fine.
Yeah, some people don't even know, so that just says that they don't really care. They watch their own team, and whatever happens.
If you don't care about basketball, then you probably don't. Yeah.
Well, I think you could care about basketball, but say you're
a Laker
Atlanta Hawks fan, you're not going to be worrying about the Clippers and what they're doing out here. You don't give a shit. You're worried about your team.
With that, like I said, and to almost take it back, it you know, I think here our other home teams, like in baseball, we're there a lot, mostly Dodger fans and mostly Angel fans. You know, you don't run into like, you know, Tiger fans or, you know, Ranger fans. It's you know, these are teams that have spent a lot, you know, decades here. In basketball, you have a lot of Laker fans and, you know, some Clipper fans, but you don't see maybe Celtic fans, but I mean, you don't have Milwaukee Bucks fans or, you know, Denver Nugget fans. The other sports, I mean, there's a home team advantage. And like I said, football, the Rams and the Chargers, they need time to build. They need a win and then time to get these, you know, kids who are looking for a team to go, I want, you know, I like my city, I want to root for my team, and it's going to take time. Like I said, NFL had 20 years not in Los Angeles. You got kind of like me, you know, when people ask me why I'm a Panthers fan, I wasn't a football fan before the teams left, and then I kind of became a fan with my friends at school, and I needed a team, and I go, you know, I put Panthers for expansion. I go, you know, it's like brand new team. I can be a fan. You know, it's not, I'm not bandwagoning. You know, it's a brand new team.
Interesting.
And like, huh? Like you have families, you know, you have a dad and two sons, and all three have a different favorite team, you know, because, you know, there was never a home team to root for.
I think it goes different than that. I mean, some kids grow up and they just like the way the helmet looks, or they like,
mm-hmm, they like the colors.
Know, it doesn't always have to be the home team. I don't have a home team in my home.
They like the mascot. Well, I like Lions. Yeah. I'm a Detroit Lion fan.
Yeah.
Poor person. That's ruining your life like that.
I don't know. Alyssa is still upset, so we need to...
No.
Yo, folks, do you want to go to a list of Super Bowl party? Give us an email, magpiepodcastnetwork@gmail.com. We'll send you all the information.
Wait a minute, it's a pool party?
Super Bowl party.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a pool party. Alyssa's going to be running around in a bathing suit?
Hey, what's all that? Hey.
there's going to be a traffic jam just heading to that place. Gridlock on the streets. Good. Do you have a freeway nearby?
Alyssa, the what?
Do you have a freeway nearby?
A freeway? Yeah. Not really.
Oh.
Freeway? Why? To people looking off over the freeway?
Yeah.
People,
Super Bowl Sunday, you'll be watching, you know, the news in the morning. You know, look at this line of cars on the 91.
I'm like in the middle of like the 5, the 22, the 405, the 55, but they're not really that close.
A dead center. All right, folks, you kind of know where it is. Just follow the crowd.
Just drive around. Follow the line of cars. Oh my goodness. Well, I hope everybody has a good party. I don't. Alberto, usually you don't have no topics. You know what? There was something from last. Did we talk about that people that those that couple that lured people into their yards, and then they beat them with baseball bats to put it on YouTube to get views? Did we talk about that?
Nope.
Okay.
Where's that so I can stay away?
California couple left bikes in yard to lure thieves.
Okay.
Beat them with bats and posted videos to YouTube.
No.
Trying to get a YouTube following.
The heck? Well, I've seen the ones where they they have the bike on a rope or something, and when they go to take off, the bike stops
and they flipped over.
Fly over. Yeah.
Oh, well, there was
one guy or a group of YouTube people. They put like I don't know, a battery or like a car battery or some kind of battery.
Like a shocker?
Right, but they would start bicycling away, and all of a sudden they'd activate and they get shocked and like fall right off.
Yeah.
Like on the seat?
I guess so.
Or the handles
or something, and they get shocked and they just kind of go.
Probably the whole bike. Just everything like metal.
Paralyzed.
Zap them.
Yeah.
Fall over.
I mean, I think that's illegal. I don't think you can actually do that. I mean, you have the right to defend yourself and defend your property. I mean, if you know, you're just, you know, at home, you're watching TV and you see somebody jumping into your backyard trying to take your bike, you can go out there and, you know, defend. But I don't know where the legality is. It's always like, I hate porch pirates, and I always, you know, if it was legal, put like some kind
of... Your guys' topic is different, though. You're talking about people who do that in public. Like, they'll put a bike out there to see if somebody will steal it.
Well, even then, I mean, you're not allowed to steal a bike, even if it's in public.
Well, no. Well, but you were just comparing, if it's coming to your house, you have a right to defend yourself. Like, these guys are luring people into their yard, into their property. And they're beating the hell out of them.
I mean, there was a story a long time ago. This guy, he was having a problem with the teenagers breaking into his house. And I think he kind of did the thing. He drove his car away from his house and then walked back home and was hiding in the attic waiting. And he ended up shooting two of them, I think killing them both.
Oh, wow.
And there was a trial. And it was kind of, you know, is this self-defense or was this, you know, premeditated murder?
Premeditated.
You know?
And that was kind of hard.
And it kind of goes the same way. I mean, like you said, these guys were beating people with baseball bats, but I mean, you take a baseball bat to the head, you could die. So this is almost the same thing.
Yeah, but I think these guys are just dumb because they were doing it for YouTube views or to build on YouTube. But what you're talking about, I remember that. That's a good question I have for Alyssa. How would you feel about that? Like if you own your own home,
right?
And you've noticed people are breaking into your house, right? But you never have caught them, but you know who it is. And you've told the cops to go. Yeah, for some reason, they always find a way into your house when you're gone.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, you're tired. They're stealing all your shit or whatever, your panties or whatever. And then one day you just that's do that.
Well, don't kill Steve, Alyssa. Okay, don't kill Steve.
Okay, it was me, all right? Okay, listen.
That's why she had to move with her man. She needed protection.
You don't have to put a lock on her underwear drawer no more.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so her man gets you, you're dead.
So you figure, okay, I'm gonna get him because nobody's helping me.
Right.
So you take off in your car and you go somewhere and then maybe you backtrack around the block and you hop over your fence and hide in your house. And when they break in, you catch them and kill them.
Do you think that's right? Well, it's another thing. If Alyssa's actual plan was to, you know, as soon as they break in, I'm just going to start shooting. Okay. Now, if she wanted to confront, Alyssa, I mean, Alyssa at this point would have the gun. You don't know if they have a gun too. I mean, now if there was an actual shootout,
now we got
more self-defense. If Alyssa was just, you know, hanging.
Never mind Alyssa.
If Alyssa was in her panty closet, you know, with the gun, as soon as they open up, bang, you know.
Well, I would say if the guy did that, he would be waiting for a gun and he probably was going to kill him.
But is
that okay to do?
No.
I mean,
so they break in your house.
They've
been breaking down your house for months.
There's so many other different ways that you could.
Like, what would you do? What would you do then, Alyssa? What would you do then that this guy probably had done already too?
Probably tase them, pepper spray them.
So say he beats them up or something. Say he doesn't have, maybe it's back in time when they're tasers, he couldn't get a hold of them or whatever.
It's a less lethal way to do it.
Okay, but what do you do? If you fist fight him and you bruise him up in the face?
I'd handcuff them and then call the cops and say, look, they're right here.
So you're going to go in there and you're gonna manhandle a couple of people and you're going to get them in handcuffs
I think Alyssa could.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. Why do I even try?
Well, no, I mean,
to
the people.
Yeah, but this guy was probably mad trying to get the cops and say, hey, look at these people are breaking in and you're not doing anything. They're stealing my stuff that I work hard for. You know, they're stealing all my stuff.
Yeah. Or he reported it. But
you have evidence that they've done it multiple times.
And maybe.
Well, I mean, like I said, maybe nowadays, you know, with all these home security cameras, now you have evidence. But I think back then it was, you know, he made an allegation. Yeah, I know these kids are breaking in, but, you know, unless they have evidence, you know, you wouldn't want me to say, you know, if I came home and something was missing. No, I think Steve broke into my house. You know, cops just show up at your house, cuff you and take you off to jail. You know, that's not the way it kind of works here.
Yeah.
Like me, what would you do with me if you woke up one day, little by little, and all your underwear was gone? You said, fuck this. I pay a lot of money for this stuff.
Steve, I need to tell you
something. And then you had a gun on me. And I said, please don't do it, Alyssa. Please.
And she shot you.
Would
you just have a talk with me?
Shoot you, but I probably shoot you somewhere it's not lethal.
Yeah, shoot you in the foot.
Yeah, like in your nuts or something.
Oh. Alyssa, you better hope there's 12 women on that jury because, you know, if it's 12 guys, there's no need for evidence. You're going to San Quentin.
Not even just shoot me in the foot. What do you have to shoot me there for?
Shoot him in the ass.
I thought she was going to say she was going to shoot my nose off so I couldn't sniff no more. Ruin me for life.
I would shoot you, but not to kill you, you know?
You shoot me in the balls? I could die.
He'll die of shame.
I think you could bleed out that way.
Well, you can bleed out anywhere.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there. No?
There's a story when the army invented the M16, you know, their rifle for the soldiers, that I think it was in Vietnam, they shot one of the Viet Cong in the ankle, and he died because he bled out. Like,
oh,
I mean, you can die, you know, from if you don't get the first aid. I mean, if you shoot him in the arm or something, hit him in, like, in the artery or something.
Especially those ones, the bullets where they go, where they just go like a whole bunch of pellets, you know.
Man, that's bad. You know, that's not just
one hole that goes in you; it does a whole bunch of holes.
That's like that Pulp Fiction. Remember they did that in Pulp Fiction when the guy shot him in the balls? You know he's gonna die.
Oh yeah, that one scene.
The guy that was
raping him.
Yeah. That one scene.
That one scene. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know what this show was about today.
What?
It's about
a whole lot of anger.
You know, every once in a while we need to vent, you know.
Yes.
We said, now we know how you feel about certain things.
Fucking street vendors, fuck you all. Alyssa, fuck Robert. You,
party poopers.
Party poopers, Steve.
Party poopers. Yeah. I was happy today until you guys started talking about shit. You're mad on us. Fuck it, I gotta find something too.
Steve's mad he got break into people's houses. Don't show yes. me.
Steve's mad he was gonna get shot in the nose.
I'm not gonna do it now because I'm afraid I'll get shot in the balls.
He thought the worst thing
was that bad.
He thought the worst thing was gonna get shot in the nose. Now the balls.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even take the expensive ones. I'd be nice. I'd just take
the ones on the bottom.
Yeah, the ones they don't, you know, they wear to clean and stuff like that. I won't take the Victoria's Secret.
The around the house panties.
Nice. Yeah, around the house.
Around the house, period panties.
Oh.
Oh boy, look at her. I'd even leave a few bucks on the dresser top or whatever. What is that called? Dresser
counter. Steve, I'll leave you a gift card to Victoria's Secret. Here, go get yourself some more.
Right?
Yeah, I'll take one. You go buy one.
Steve,
oh my
Steve,
gosh.
Steve okay. gives you two for every one he takes.
We're gonna get out of here. Before we get out of here, we're gonna give our picks for Super Bowl. So I'm gonna start with who should I start with? Alberto or Alyssa? I'm gonna go with Alberto because I know he's been wanting the limelight lately, and I've been holding him back. And I apologize, Alberto.
I don't know.
So, who's your pick for Super Bowl?
I don't care about the score as long as my squares come out. But I'm gonna pick the Eagles in a close game.
What's the score?
I have to look at my
just
squares.
Pick them straight up. Okay. That's simple.
Somewhere with a 4-0.
The Eagles.
4-0. You're just going with your damn pool.
Yeah.
I'll say the Eagles, and it'll probably be like, gosh, I don't know if it's going to be a high scoring game. So I'll say maybe like 13-9.
Wow. Low scoring game, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Eagles
the
30.
Both high powered offenses.
There you go. Eagles 30, Chiefs 24.
There you go.
Chiefs have a chance, you know, they'll drive at the end trying to win, but they won't make it. Yeah. It'll be exciting.
I don't know if they'll score very much. I don't think the Chiefs will score very much because Mahomes, like, give.
Just making fun of your man there, Steve.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's had 2 weeks.
What he did in 1 week against the Bengals, who are favored to win the whole thing, I think in 2 weeks he'll be okay to be all right.
We'll see.
Everybody's
so much an exciting game.
Oh, Chiefs. Everybody Steve. Always said Chiefs were going to lose throughout the playoffs. I think they got enough to stop the Eagles.
Steve says Chiefs 75, Eagles 0.
I don't have a score. I think it'll be in the 30s and the 20s. I don't think it'll be like Alyssa's 13-9. I don't think it'll be.
Yeah,
they both got good defenses too. I get it, but they both got good offenses and. I think they'll score a little more than that.
It'll be
touchdowns.
Midpoint. Like I said, it won't be like a 47-45 blowout, and it won't be 13-9.
No.
Like I said, 30-24 maybe.
30s to 20s.
Within a touchdown.
I think it'll be within a.
Within a touchdown, or within a field goal.
What is? Let me just check what Vegas says.
What's the spread there?
1.5. The Eagles are favored by 1.5.
What's the over under on the score? total points.
50.
Yeah.
50 something.
I think it was almost last year.
That's about right, in the 20s. 20s, I'd say maybe. I don't know. I have a feeling they're going to win by 10 or something. Or, I don't know. I don't know. They're going to win, though. I know it. I know they're going to win because they should, according to everybody else, they should have lost the first week. I don't know why, to the Jaguars, but then to the Bengals for sure. I just think that they're
over under 51 at Vegas. So
51.
I'm going a little bit over.
Yeah, that shouldn't be, because they're both the high power offense. So you would think 60 or 30 to 30, you know?
Yeah. You know, like I said, Super Bowl.
It's funny how they know things, huh?
Here's the thing.
It's funny how they know shit.
No, it's, you know, everybody can talk shit until the game happens. And then,
yeah.
You know, the ultimate question, you know, who's going to win? We'll come back next week and I'll tell you who's going to win.
Well, we're just picking our picks who we think's going to win. That's right. What we're doing. Next week we'll know.
What's it on? Is it on Fox or?
On Fox. Station?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to say this.
We should be after my team Bradshaw.
Wins. I'm going to call Alyssa.
Henry.
Then I'm going to call Alberto. Maybe. Then I'm going to call Eddie for the heck of it, even though he's not here.
Right.
We'll send him a group me message. Hey, Eddie, what's your picks?
Yes. He's grunting, carrying a big couch right now with his brother. He's all red. He's like, man, I think I would rather be doing the show.
They got that Dire Straits song on. We gotta move these microwave ovens. money for nothing.
Keeps asking his brother, you are gonna pay me, right?
He's watching the M25 show, like, look at these yo-yos. That's the way you do it.
He's gonna go, you please pay my internet, please.
Right?
Yeah, please don't. No, please pay the internet bill. don't leave me hanging again.
Oh, that's crazy. He gives him the money to pay, and he still don't pay it.
Yeah, man, brother.
We shouldn't talk about Eddie. Eddie's a good guy.
We'll bring it up.
All right,
next
let's get out of here. Everybody's got their fix. Have a fun Super Bowl, yeah. Alyssa. Your party will be fine. You know, as long as you're with your immediate peoples, it'll be good.
Yeah, even if it's just me and my man, I'm good.
Oh, here she goes with the lovey-dovey stuff.
Aww.
We're gonna have to. You're gonna have to bring him to go out to eat again or someone. You know, we'll try to do it more than I said once a year. Like just hang out or something, and you know,
sounds good.
Everybody meet everybody. Maybe get Eddie to bring his. I don't know. I don't think that's ever gonna happen. I think something's going on with Eddie because. something's going on with that dude. I think with Eddie,
it's just all his stories, and he knows his girlfriend will go listen in. Like, what the fuck? Eddie's probably hiding a lot from her.
If she found out, I could see it one day. He would call me, and go, "Hey, Steve, I can't do the show no more." Why? Well, I don't want to get into it, but I can't.
Remember that one girl you wanted to come on the show? Hey, you want to come on the show? I can't. That's going to be Eddie.
I can't do it.
Can't do it. So can't do it no more.
One day she's going to be searching YouTube, but just one day, Eddie's thumbnails. He's going to be the thumbnail of the picture. And she's going to go, is that Eddie?
You know, she's going to get into podcasts and be watching on YouTube. And you know how YouTube is like, if you search, you know, football, you'll get a whole bunch of football things. Yeah. And she's going, hey, look at this, the M25 show.
She'll go back to the old shows.
Yep.
it'll be like the picture that we have, like at the beginning, the drawing. Like, oh, you know, she thinks it's all innocent, and you know, all of a sudden there's Eddie, and you know, talking about, you know, jumping out windows and shit, and what, do it in the church bathroom, and all his stories.
Saying what he would do with Stefania and how he would stray and everything.
And I'm there, Eddie, you have a girlfriend. She doesn't need to know.
Yeah, that's,
you know. Eddie's gonna come home from work. It's gonna be right there on the monitor. She's a hit play. Eddie, you want to explain this?
Too much. All right, let me find. All right. Okay. All right, guys. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a fun weekend.
Yeah.
Do all the fun stuff that you got to do. It's
stay out of
Super
trouble.
Sunday. So. Yeah, stay out of trouble. Don't drink and drive. And
you know, if your team loses,
week.
You know, lose with dignity. If your team wins,
domestic violence.
Yeah, it's just taking punching TVs and beating people up.
Don't beat up your wives like all those Buffalo Bills fans in the 90s.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Be passionate, but you don't have to beat people up. All right, well, Everybody, we'll see you next Thursday. And until then, we shall see ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
To face stupid reality again.